Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, what's up? It's your man Carlos Miller of the 85 South Show, and I appreciate you checking out my guest. Click the link so you can check out part two of this interview with my special guest. That's right. Click that link, part two.
Oh, you motherfucker crazy.
You started this shit, man. You
welcome
did
back
it.
To the 85 South Show.
We back. Let's go. Man, we in here talking shit with Ms. Pat today. Don't you ever forget it. BET Plus. Make sure you download the app and go watch Ms. Pat's new show.
Don't share your fucking password, black people. It's only $9.99.
Damn.
They can't handle it over there. I need everybody to log on individually.
Right.
Yeah, don't share your
stream that shit. Let's blow it up and make
have
it the number one show.
No.
You have
it? I don't have it yet.
The fuck you waiting on?
I gotta get it.
Nigga, I watched you on Last Comic Standing every episode.
Yeah, but mine was
Matter
free.
Matter of fact, you beat me.
Mine was free.
I don't give a fuck. I was there for you.
I'm gonna watch it though. When did it come out?
Last week.
Okay.
The first week is everything.
Okay. Well, I'm going to watch it this week. I'm going home getting BT Plus.
Yeah, watch put the baby movie. In the closet and watch the show.
Not this baby in the closet.
No, I'm just going to put even.
You don't want him hollering. You're going to miss some fucking jokes if the baby gets to holler.
I'm just going to put that bitch on, and I'm going to run it while he's up, hollering, and then I'm going to put him down, and I'm going to run it again. That way it's running.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know how the streaming shit works.
My cable fucked up. I got cable, but it's fucked up right now.
Your phone, Carlos.
I mean, I got the app.
We got you.
Yeah.
We got you.
I'm going to watch it.
Well, they slow about doing it. Fans, y'all going down.
Because this is going to be after that anyway. So by the time they see this, we'll have seen it.
Right.
And now but you won't be done talking about it. It be on record.
But we shoot this in the future. So we in the future right now. So I can tell them how great it was because that shit was motherfucking amazing. Miss Pat did some shit on that bitch that I ain't really seen been done.
The way she really enjoyed the clips.
The stand up with the actual show.
And she really get to be herself up in there.
Oh my God.
What I'm saying?
She go crazy.
She really, Miss Pat will really say, fuck them kids.
Yeah.
And she taking it there.
Yeah. And a lot of this is pulled from Miss Pat real life.
Stand up.
Right. Exactly.
Well, real life too, because you said
real
the daughter who was
she's gay.
Yeah.
Yep. And see,
I don't know if I can
America
say that.
Loves I don't know black women.
They do. They
exactly.
love
exactly. You about to take over. You about to goddamn. You about to be America's new mama.
But this shit is amazing because we'd have seen it now. Because this is by the time this has come out, we have seen it. You ain't never did a podcast in the future.
Nigga, no, I ain't never did it that far in the future. You got me confused, nigga. You got me.
Yeah, this shit probably number one while we talking about it. Like, we're probably number one.
By the time this hit. By the time it dropped, we going to go ahead and claim it season two. They going to go ahead.
I need season two. I do.
Let's
do
season two. Let's get it out there. Season two. Let's put it out there.
Sign this pack to a 5-season deal.
Come on, man.
The fuck is wrong with y'all?
Let's go.
So I can pull some of my Atlanta comedian friends on there with me.
I'll be on that.
Let me almost called you this season.
You should have.
Some shit happened and we couldn't fit you in, but I was very close to calling
you. Call me this season.
I will call you
call
this season.
Call me for some random shit.
I need you. I'm going to have you picking up a fat bitch running down the street with her.
You think I won't do it? Strong as fuck, Miss Pat.
Okay, I got you. I got you.
Just
keep it
reasonable.
What you mean?
Keep it reasonable.
175?
Keep it reasonable. How far you need me to run?
175? Shit, the lady ain't running.
How far you need me to run?
Probably 2 blocks.
Shout out to all the big women. Why big women always ask if men like big women?
I don't know why they like. I don't know why they. I don't know. I've never asked nobody they like me.
They be like, you like big women? You like, I don't know. What tricked me? Just convince me.
Are you talking about you?
Yeah.
They actually do. They always
ask me that.
Well, some people don't like fat girls.
Who don't like fat girls?
Clayton.
You don't know us.
You don't know us at all. You know nothing. You just keep throwing my shit. Yeah, you just throwing shit my direction without knowing much at all.
You don't know why people
because
ask
that.
Because if you know, women ask that. I never asked nobody did they like
from
that
the hood. We are hood niggas.
NBW, we like women.
So what do you say when the women ask you, do you like fat girls?
I don't do all that discrimination.
I don't do all that.
You might see me with any kind of woman, skinny girl, fat booty.
Well, do you like bitches? At that point, do you even like women if you got a whole laundry list of shit you don't like?
Some people don't like certain things.
I like titties.
I don't like.
I've been with women who look like big women, and they just got big titties. And then you be like, and then you just hug the titties. You be like, the rest of you little, but these titties.
I don't like small dudes, real skinny dudes.
Yeah.
I used to back in the day. I don't anymore.
Okay.
They hurt my inner thighs.
Oh.
You know, so I prefer somebody who can bounce back off my thighs because a little nigga beat you up like a victim. Mm. So I want me a fat dude who, you know, 2-3 pumps and we go to sleep at the same time.
Right.
You know, bouncy out. Yeah. I don't need nobody gonna ask me to get on top. You know, I don't need all of that action.
Yeah, and then people got to understand that it's okay to have preferences.
Yeah, it's okay.
Like, I don't like women with little asses. Because I'm not about to argue with you, first of all. I'm not doing that. You got a little ass booty. It's like, what are you yelling at me for? I didn't.
You haven't enough ass.
You don't got enough ass to talk to me like that.
Why you don't like a lady with no ass?
Just, they aggravate the fuck out of me.
What if their titties are big, but they don't have no ass?
They can slide.
We know.
Slide. Titties on the list. Right here. Come on in, titties.
Oh, come on. Titties. All right.
Titties is on the list.
Though. That's all right, though.
It's all right.
One out of three ain't bad.
What do you like?
Little booty women cool until you're around some women with some fat asses.
What?
You don't even know you miss a fat ass till you see one. He be like.
Why is ass so important?
We black. It's in our DNA. I can't even answer that question, honestly. It's
just. Do you like fake asses?
Disrespectful ass.
No.
You ever had a fake ass?
Yeah.
Well, do they move?
Some of them do. All of them.
Is it weird?
Yeah, not really. It depends on the ass. Now, not one of them asses that look like somebody just like took a suction ass and like sucked it on them.
they ass buckle in the front.
Right. No, not that.
Not that security belt ass.
I'm talking about some ass that used to be stomach that got moved around to some ass.
Yeah, there's different types of ass out there. Some of that ass can just come from elsewhere.
Right.
Yeah, that's not.
But that ass is okay.
I mean, it's not. I prefer an ass that she
grew. It was in you. It just
like, do you like a lady with a lot of plastic surgery?
No. I'm from Mississippi. We don't do all that. Yeah,
I mean, but you know, you shit change, Carlo.
No, it don't. Not that.
I mean, you can get a different breed of women. You ain't got to get them bitches.
Who do you think we are?
You don't have to get them bitches who can fry chicken good anymore.
You right.
Yeah.
You are right. Because sometimes, Miss Pat, they be so goddamn fine. They be like, bitch, I'll find us some food. You ain't got to cook shit.
Exactly. So that's why I asked you, do you like a lady with a lot of plastic surgery?
What the fuck they got to do with fried chicken?
You let them bitches can't cook.
Shout out to them, but I'd much rather prefer some real shit. I'm a real nigga.
So I mean, free scratch marks won't turn you off?
Fuck, no. I got a few. Got more stretch marks than these hoes hollering. They got rank.
That nigga say he got a few. Well, nigga, I'm climbing through somebody's window. You done got some glass cut on the side of your side or some shit.
Nah.
I like how you try to keep shit a secret.
What you want to know about me, Miss Perry? What do you think that I'm hiding from you?
Nothing. I know a lot about you. I know more than you think I know.
Good.
We grew up together.
Believe it.
How old are you now?
38.
That's all?
That's it.
Nigga, no. I'm that much older than you.
Yep.
Wow. No fucking clue.
No clue. I've just been around for a long time.
Well, you've been doing it 16 years. I'm almost 20.
Yeah.
How long you in it, Clay?
16.
Yeah, because y'all came right after I did, right after I started.
Yeah, who's in there? Talking that shit. But then never quit.
That's the hard part, isn't it, to this bullshit, not quitting.
Shit.
Did you ever get to fighting?
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
No. I ain't had no comedy fights with no comedians.
I had a few.
I know. You had comedy fights.
Who?
On stage.
Yeah, off stage. Frozen Palace? Who the fuck didn't fight in Frozen Palace?
Me.
I fought with Dirty South in the Frozen Palace.
Yeah.
That
Y'all
bitch.
Had a few fights, didn't you?
No, just
Dirty
one.
South. Word to Dirty South, man.
Yeah.
What was y'all fighting about?
Dirty South. I don't know what was wrong with Dirty South that night, but that night I had on a dress, and I usually don't wear dresses. I kicked that bitch like a donkey. I kicked the shit out of the bitch.
Man.
She was like, you young bitches want to beat me. I think I'm like 3-4 years in comedy. She get off stage. You know how she used to rip at Frozen Palace and shit? That old nigga ass crowd. And then I'm standing there with my friend who just came back. I think he was in first year military or college or some shit. And I'm like, come on, go up into the Frozen Palace. They do open mic. And Dirty South, Shout, all of us in that motherfucker, cram pack. And she ripped that motherfucker. And
every time.
You remember how they used to have that little
crazy
VIP right there in front of the stage?
Yeah.
And so I'm standing right there on those steps. She walking me to, young bitches, like, you want to beat me, but you can't. I said, you ugly ass bitch. And I kicked that hoe. I slid my feet out the motherfucking slides I had on and kicked that hoe so hard like a donkey. She went flying. I said, bitch, you'll be fucking with me. Back in the day, I would fight. I didn't give a fuck. You know how I fight, Carlo.
Mm-hmm.
I had many motherfucking fights in this shit.
Oh, no. Bro, you just, the Frozen Palace was a very special place, man. It was a lot going on.
I ain't had no comedy fights.
Nah, we had to beat nobody.
We people get beat up before we would go on stage. Yeah, Dirty South was hosting that time, too.
Who?
Little dude got his ass whooped. Yeah. Big dude stood up and didn't stop standing up. He said something to the dude in the front.
He was a comedian?
Yeah. Dude on stage, yeah, the comedian.
He ain't no comedian no more. We don't know what his name is.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Man, I tell you. After this.
You talk like y'all been suing around this motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm just saying, he might come out the woodwork and be like, man, you know I'm still fucked up. That nigga slapped me across the stage.
Yeah.
He slapped him across the stage.
Oh, yeah, man, that nigga, 8-ball corner pocket.
Like on the cartoon.
Who the fuck was that?
Hey, man, when
that nigga stood up,
he was like, that nigga was standing up forever.
That nigga did not stop standing up.
Because
he was talking shit. Yeah, very tall.
He was a small
guy. He was with his girl. The dude in order was with his girl.
I know who that is. Nigga, I know who that is.
Wow.
He been getting slapped a lot. I know who that is.
Check this out. The fucked up part is, the whole time the nigga.
We been doing comedy how long? A year?
Maybe a year. The whole time the nigga getting beat up.
Scores.
He never let the mic go. So you heard every punch, every kick.
Wait. So.
Hold the microphone all the time.
So, y'all being comedians, y'all didn't go out there and help your fellow brother?
Fuck no.
We don't even know where we at. This is like our second time even coming to this bitch, dog. We on a whole nother side of town.
We're not jumping.
We're in Wesley Chapel. We at Scores. This shit.
Oh, you at Scores. I remember Scores.
Man, Dirty South hosting.
Word this nigga still she grabbed the mic. Up. He let the mic go. The mic done rolled across. She walked up.
Oh,
she walked up and grabbed the mic.
Call out. Hold on. You gotta remember what security did, bro. Before you tell that part, you gotta tell him what security did.
What he do?
Security was big as shit, right? That nigga would not get into the fight, nigga. He was like, hey! 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 Y'all stop that fighting now! Y'all gotta go outside with that fighting! That nigga just like, he just made them go out. So like I'm like, yo, help this nigga out, bro. This nigga is, cause he was little and he was around them niggas' legs and the nigga was just, he was wailing on this nigga.
Nigga, I used to love to see fights at Uptown.
But then what Dirty do? Dirty, just what he said.
The microphone this nigga roll out across the floor. She grabbed it. She walked up and grabbed it.
Call out your neck.
Nigga, did you go on?
Yeah, I
this
up.
Nigga lifted me.
You know I had to go
next
up and talk about the fight.
This nigga was like, next.
I thought the show
was
about to
like,
be over.
Nigga, to get your ass whooped. Go.
Man, one time I went and did a show with Dirty South. On the west side. East side over there. What was that shit? O'Reilly's? That little bit of that club with them heaters in it.
Them heaters in it?
Remember, motherfucker, just walk in. It's like, as soon as you walk in, it's a wall, and then that's it. That's the whole club. It's like a fucking tent. But they had them fucking, like, them outside heaters in that bitch, them big gas heaters. Man. Bruh, she brought me on stage and left.
Where did she go?
I don't fucking know. They fucked around and gave her the money when the show started. Dirty South left that motherfucker.
And didn't pay you.
She left. I got my money, but she left. Hey, man, I don't know.
And who was the next? Who, you had to finish the show?
Nigga, it was just me, and she left.
How much time did you have?
Nigga, I don't even know. I don't think she coming back. I didn't talk to these folks as long as I fucking could.
That's
like, hey, man, I don't know what the fuck dirty are. You just going here and in that shit.
Have y'all ever gotten fucked out of your money?
Hell yeah.
I've never been fucked out of my money. One time, Al Tillman tried to. I fuck him.
Where
Al,
was this?
So me and Steve Brown went down and did a show for Al Tillman. And I'm a hood bitch. You ain't going to take my motherfucking money. So Al Tillman rented this theater like he always doing. Oh, Def Tammany the Jazz. So you know the first joke a motherfucker learn when you first learn comedy is you come on stage, you say, well, whoever booked this motherfucker lost tonight. And I said that shit, and he got so motherfucking mad at me. And he held my money. Nigga, I ran out there on his car, me, Steve Brown. I jumped on that nigga car and held that windshield wiper. We had no cell phone back. Had no cell phone back then. And you know, Steve Brown got that little squeaky voice. Al, get that, got that girl her money. I said, nigga, you fucked Al. Call 911 on this nigga. So finally, the police came and made that motherfucker go to the ATM and get my money. Because the word, what he said was, I'm going to mail you your money. I said, no, nigga. My husband ain't sent me out here for you to mail me my motherfucking money. You going to give me my money with your ugly ass preacher suit on. And I was about to whoop that nigga out, but I held on to that windshield wiper. He just kept going around in the circle in the parking lot. Steve Brown.
Oh, wait a minute. The car was moving?
Yeah. I'm on the windshield wiper. Just holding on to the
you
windshield
wiper. You
telling
the whole...
And nigga, that was $500. That was a lot of money back then. And he said, get the fuck out of my car. Nigga, I'm going to break your windshield, your wiper. I'm going to beat your ass. And all why that. Steve Brown said, ow! I got that mother. Ah, just screaming in the background.
Damn.
Hell no. One time, crazy. Me and this nigga was in St. Petersburg, and literally,
oh nigga,
the whole club got to fight.
Nigga,
I remember that spot. Wasn't that L spot?
Nah, that was
I don't know.
Right in front of the hotel.
Man, I don't know where that shit was, but that shit was on cue, man. They had that shit together.
That
man.
Shit was in like an old lounge or some shit.
I remember that spot.
That nigga paid us $100 when we got there.
Because he knew you might
and
not.
He knew he out. Wasn't finna give us shit else and was trying to get us to do, y'all want a haircut? Y'all want something to eat? We was like, nah, nigga.
We want nothing.
We want this show.
We see where this is going.
We want this show.
How much
bro.
You was supposed to get?
About what?
Three, four.
Man, yeah. No, it was. Yeah.
Shit like that.
It was big because we went all the way down.
I know he probably owed us $500 after the show.
So, the whole club got to fight and you didn't get shit.
The entire nigga, club. I mean, literally.
The host hosted long, then bring this nigga up, and then, like, it was like 11:34. Bottle broke and the whole club was fine. I'm talking
club.
About grown men shoving bitches into walls out the way. I was like, what the fuck? And then Buddy went and grabbed the goddamn...
The nigga who brought us down
goddamn
there.
Goddamn thing.
The nigga came out with the big-ass pistol. We were just standing in the club. We standing there watching the whole
And the nigga was acting like
Kinky. And the nigga just
all
like...
next Friday. That nigga was like... The nigga
he was
like,
just so frantic
with the gun. Like,
nobody leave.
We like... This nigga's not lying.
What the fuck y'all do? Just stood there while this nigga waving a pistol?
Man, we ducking.
Bro,
this shit
we waited
we to
like
get to, we go to the door, right? The damn door locked.
They locked you niggas in there?
The whole club fighting. Me and this nigga walk back to the door, nigga.
And this shit was packed.
So we looking for the other exit.
It ain't nowhere to go. It's bitches fighting all the way down this hallway. It's, you know how you walk in the club, it's like two separate, but it's going like to the seat. Man, they fighting all the way down the wall. The DJ fighting three bitches. Oh, the DJ. He the one
that the DJ
shook somebody so hard the wall shook and it was a brick wall. I was like, what was that? They shooting
That's
bunkers.
What started.
And y'all
busters.
Niggas never did get to fight?
Man, hell no.
Nigga, oh, I tell you a Tyler
These
Craig story.
Knew each other.
So, you know, when
Rest
you first get started, you really want to go on the road. And you know, I was doing my vending and shit. And Cat Williams was just about to pop. You know, you had heard his name. And he had just shot that special, but it didn't come out yet. And I flew all the way to Colorado for a guest spot. A guest spot. Tyler Craig was like, I'm going to give you a guest spot. I ain't ask no promoter shit, nigga. I get up there and the promoter say, this bitch ain't going up. I ain't tell you bring this bitch with you. I done flew all the way to Colorado. I never found it out. I was crying some goddamn hard.
Damn.
I want to kill Tyler Craig. I said, you black motherfucker. You done made me fly all the way to Colorado for a guest spot. I wanted to kill him.
Oh.
I don't think I spoke to him for 6 months after that shit.
Man, the craziest Tyler Craig story I got is one time me and Tyler was going to the Comedy House.
Yep, the Comedy House.
And he said,
I know
hey, Lo, you ain't got to drive nothing. My man going to pick us up, man. He got the car service. It's going to be nice, man. We're going to ride down that motherfucking style, man. It's planned. Just meet me at the McDonald's. On, what's that exit way the fuck down 20? Where that McDonald's at? Wait, it's way the fuck out there. I forgot the name. Way the fuck out there. So I meet him at the McDonald's. I pull up. It's early as fuck in the morning. We just sitting around waiting. I go in there, give me some breakfast. I come back out. I'm like, all right, man, where the van at? And he's like, I don't know, man. Should be here in a minute. This nigga pulled up in a goddamn square body Lincoln. Limo.
A limo.
Nigga.
He like, come on, man, where y'all bags at? I'm like, Tyler, motherfucker, you didn't. My ride done left. I can't even goddamn leave. I'm like, Tyler.
You gotta get it out.
No, I'm not going to. He's like, man, it's good, man. We straight, bro. I'm telling you, man, we get up in this motherfucking
that
limo.
That funeral limo.
Nigga, the sunroof opened the whole thing.
Because, like, when we left, he was like, man, y'all want me to open the sunroof? Man, the nigga kind of like, he just like, take it off. Like, oh, man. So the motherfucker opened the whole thing because there ain't no way to close unless you stop. I was like, Tyler, boy, your head got me again, man.
No, let me tell you.
Damn.
So I just bought, you remember when I used to have that black Trailblazer? My husband just bought me that motherfucking mama car, the Trailblazer. So I pick up me, Tyler, and Dirty going on the show, right? So, you know, they always fucked around. So, then we got to fight in my motherfucking car.
Oh, no.
My car was a week old. Dirty talking shit. Nigga, she turned around. She was eating a Big Mac. She slapped Tyler with that Big Mac. That nigga took that bitch head and just, no. whoa, for the back. I said, no, I just bought this car. That nigga damn near broke my seat with her head. Nigga, I pulled over. He got out the car, took Dirty head and smashed it in the door. Just kept smashing. I said, goddamn.
Damn.
After he got through that, she said, you doing that because you want to fuck me. And they went upstairs. You remember they said, they lived in about it all. She said, said you want to fuck me, and they went upstairs. And I had Big Mac sauce all over my motherfucking car. She slapped that nigga with a Big Mac. That nigga took her head and slammed it in my door. I was like, I can't believe this shit. I don't fuck with you, stupid nigga, no more. And then they went upstairs and fucked.
Mm.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. That's all I can think about when he died, too. That time that nigga, she slapped that nigga with that Big Mac. And you know, the McDonald's don't give a fuck how much sauce they put on that Big Mac. Nigga, she hit that motherfucker and slid across his whole face. That nigga whooping her ass with all that special sauce on her face. You remember when Tyler used to stay upstairs right over there by the Laughing Skull?
Man.
Nigga, she said, you doing it because you want to fuck me, don't you, Tyler? And they went upstairs. And I had Big Mac sauce all on the roof, nigga. I said, these two stupid motherfucking crackheads.
Boy. Dirty South is wild woman.
That motherfucker crazy. That motherfucker was funny, but though, that motherfucker was crazy. Because we became real good friends after I beat her up. She gonna call me that bitch. Bitch, you ain't beat me. I'm gonna say, bitch, you were high. You don't remember. I used to fight all the time. Like when I moved from here, from Indiana, from Atlanta to Indy, nigga, I had to fight so many white comedians. Them motherfuckers crazy.
What?
Nigga, I don't play that shit. I'm a hood bitch. I had one white boy call me an ignorant black bitch. I said, ignorant fat black bitch. I said, now, I can take the ignorant, but I can't do the fat. You can't call me fat, motherfucker. That hurt my feeling. I hit that nigga with my weak arm, my left arm, and I caught him with my right arm, and I tore that cracker ass up in that comedy club. He was like, he told the manager, get her, get her. The man said, she whooping your ass. I beat that motherfucker to death. I said, don't you call me fat, bitch. When you call me fat, that shit trickle in my head, nigga. All the times I didn't eat, I'm this size for a reason, because I'm like a bear, nigga. I'm trying to not never go hungry again.
You stupid.
I beat that
trauma
motherfucker ass. Nigga, I'm hyping, nigga, at all times.
You gotta whoop their ass. They do shit like that.
Wait a minute, so you was whooping white comedians' ass?
All the time when I moved to Indiana, it was another white lady. She was talking, she was being racist to an Indian comedian. And so I was like, shut up, bitch! I'm screaming from the back of the club, shut up, bitch! So she decided to come outside. I'm standing outside on the phone. She decided to come outside and, you know, put her hand in my face. My dad is a Supreme Court justice. I said, bitch! You touch my nose. I tucked that bitch up finger and I bit it all the way back. I grabbed that hoe by her hair. Next thing you know, I had that bitch flying around like a kite. I had that bitch, my friend Dion, who on my fuck, he said, put it down, Miss Pat. I said, no, this bitch put her face
put
on
her
my
down. Put her down, Miss Pat.
I was windmilling the shit out that bitch. I showed her, I said, bitch, don't you ever in your motherfucking life put your hands on me again, ho. I'll kill you up in here. Oh, I'll fight, motherfucker.
Had the nigga above your head like the beginning of Fresh Prince.
So did.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
I got to fight with a young nigga one time at Morty's. Remember Morty's?
How do you fight these white people at the white club? Because everybody I know to fight at white club, they get banned from every white club.
That's because they ain't selling no tickets.
Well, I wasn't selling no tickets at the time either. I don't know. That was just my own club. I got to fight at an open mic.
Oh, so this at the same club?
At the same club.
Oh, so you was just, you was like defending your title.
Yeah. I got to fight with this young boy. He was up there doing Kevin Hart jokes. But he was being real racist. So I said, put me up after this nigga. So I go up and I said, look, white people, this is the nigga you should have hung. Right. And he was like, I'm GD, bitch. I'm just a nigga. I'm a convicted felon. You scare them. You don't scare me. And he was like, I'll whoop your ass. Well, come on. I said, well, many niggas have tried and a few have failed. And I said, now, hold on. Let me take my airport wig off. So I took my wig off. I said, come on up here, nigga. He came up on that stage, Carlo, and my mind, all I saw was my first baby daddy nigga who shot me in the back of the head. My mind said, kill him. Nigga, I hit that nigga so motherfucking hard, and I took my bro, my two titties on that nigga's shoulder. I got him.
That's a woman?
Yeah, nigga.
Oh, she's going for the titty twister.
I put my two titties on that nigga's shoulder and laid on top of that nigga like a bear. I whooped his ass. His mama made him write me a long Facebook message and apologize.
Hey, Clayton, can you imagine Miss Pat wrap them titties around you and the referee show up and had to do your arm?
He's out!
I used to fight all the time in this shit. I fought quite a few times in this shit. I ain't give a fuck. I fought LeVar, ass. I'm not going to say everything else.
Don't say everything. Don't do a little bit. Don't talk about a little bit.
Yeah.
That's my partner. You can't. He coming back on the show. Ooh. Don't tell that one.
I hit that nigga LeVar with them CDs one time. And what you call it with him? I wasn't playing with his ass. He ran. He actually ran.
He's smart. He knew I
was gonna beat his motherfucking ass. I was gonna beat the pharmaceutical out of his ass.
Damn, Miss Pat.
But we friends now.
Stop it.
I talk to him all the time, but he knows I'm gonna whoop his motherfucking ass. I think he's about the only one I snapped down here. I didn't get a chance to snap him because he ran. I'm like, you ain't gonna catch me, you fat bitch. I said,
he didn't know they made you faster.
Nigga. Oh, I hit that motherfucker with them CDs he took off.
Oh.
But you have to fight in this shit. I mean, it really was a fucking hard grind for all of us.
This shit is so...
Especially me, because nobody really wanted to fuck me. You know what I'm saying? Everybody thought I was fucking Double D. What the fuck am I doing with Double D? He started.
Yeah, this game can be hard if you ain't... Don't nobody want to fuck you. You got to have some, gotta have some fuckability in this game.
Right.
Nobody tried. Only person tried to fuck me was the comedian that
died. I don't know.
No, the big one that died. The big fat one. The black one. He died about 3-4 years ago.
Big Rome.
Big Rome. That's the only nigga was trying to fuck me. I'm like, nigga, you ain't got nowhere to stay. Why would I fuck you?
Rest in peace, Big Rome. Damn it,
Miss Pat.
He's the only one that would tell me I was sexy and you look good. Because he was in a thick girl. But he ain't had no car. His baby mama was putting in my ass 2 weeks. So I'm like, who the fuck won't you, Big Rome? But other than that, nobody.
I ain't bringing that up. We ain't bringing up no more fights. It's going to get out of hand. There's still a whole bunch of them that she ain't even
I know. Now. This is just the surface. These are the main events.
No, those are the only ones I had. Because, when I started, I hung out with Double D all the time. So everybody thought I was fucking Double D to take me on the road. I mean, who the fuck want Double D? Double D was fucking all the bitches. He married now, but everybody
knows
he
fucking all the bitches. You didn't have this game.
He was a hoe.
Oh, my God.
Double D ever told y'all the story?
Let him have his life. No. Look, he's a pastor.
Look, he told him he's a pastor.
He's running for city council.
Oh, Jesus.
He's a great comedian.
Double D used to go on the road all the time.
Friend,
right? And Double D, I would stay in the room with Double D, right? Because I was married, I ain't give a fuck. And we would have like separate beds. I fall asleep. Double D in the room fucking the bitch in the other bed while I'm in the room sleep. I wake up, condoms everywhere. I said, oh my God, Double D don't fuck me. Yeah, fuck me. It was like 3 condoms on the floor.
Oh, shit.
So I said, W, please tell me you didn't fuck me while I was sleeping. took her to a condoms, like 3-4 condoms on the floor, nigga. Drink cans and shit. Amen. And I was like, what the fuck happened last night? And you know, I'm feeling my pussy see if it smell like extra fish. I'm like, look, he fucked with, oh Lord, did he not hit me? I'm like,
shit.
But he had another girl he brought in the room and fucked. That's what, why would she fuck you while I'm married to my, I told her I fed you and you wasn't gonna wake up.
You got
nigga.
This comedy game raw, man.
Dude, man, I remember the time we was at, what's that club name down there right across the street from Frozen Palace we used to go to that Preacher Man had?
The Piano Bar?
No, right across the street. What was that club?
Crow's Nest.
No, not the Crow's Nest. I cannot think of the name, but it was right across the street from 12. Them old niggas used to go over there. Preacher Man used to host that one. Anyway, Dumb D behind the building fucking a girl, right? And
I thought it was the Piano Bar. Baby Grant?
20 grand.
20 grand?
20 grand. Yeah. That's okay. What it was. 20 grand. 20 grand. He back there fucking a bitch on a trash can, right?
Ooh.
Dumb D.
This nigga here, man.
He gonna tell my son, come right here and get you some pussy. I said, my son ain't go back there and get no trash can pussy, nigga. He took my son. Man. He took my son 30 night when he turned 19, he took him to that script club next door to fucking Uptown.
That's elite.
My son said, Mama, dude, script supposed to have on right guard?
Damn sure do.
All them bitches had on right guard in there.
They believe in that.
Bro. I took my homeboy in there from Florida. He fell for the motherfucking okie doke.
He did.
Nigga got 38 dances from the same bitch.
And song 4, I said, hey man, what you doing?
He was like, man, I just having a good time. I was like, by song 8, I'm like, bro, what you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying?
How much a dance cost?
Shit, they wasn't that expensive, but when they were like 5, 10, something like that, but. When she got done, she was like, you owe me $380. And that nigga, you know, back then the nigga was like, I thought you was vibing. I was like, nigga, why the fuck you think I kept asking you? What are you doing? Like, the only reason he didn't have to pay all that shit was because the security, biggest hit security was over there like, nigga, just give us 180 because that bitch be doing that shit all the time. I was like, damn.
You I'm gonna take my homeboy from out of town to the strip club. They don't know how to act.
Oh, man. This motherfucker.
Me and my homeboy. Now, he was in that bitch for about an hour. Nigga, he just. I done lost his nigga. He run back on me like, man, these hoes like me in here. I was like, nigga, these girls ain't work.
I ain't never liked the strip club.
You ain't fuck with it?
I don't like naked bitches. I don't want to see myself naked.
You don't like,
I don't like pussy. See I don't want to see my goddamn self naked. I don't want to not see nobody else pussy. I know what pussy do. So I don't want to see nobody pussy. Especially no bald head
clueless.
Pussy.
Let me see it. I don't know what pussy do.
You don't supposed to know what pussy do.
What pussy do.
If
show
you knew
to.
What pussy did.
I
you,
still want some.
You might not eat it.
Shit, I know where bacon come from.
Yeah.
That's way up in there. Your tongue ain't gonna go all the way up in there.
Shit.
You got that kind of tongue?
I've never seen Spider-Man. Venom.
You can't be that good. You ain't got but one child. But anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I'm smart enough to not do that shit again. Mm-mm.
This your first one?
Yeah.
Your last one?
Huh?
Your last one?
I don't even know what other children. There's other children.
Who I can't even imagine having more than one.
Others. Why?
Shit.
Mm-mm. I got four.
Shit.
Well, I got four kids and two abortions.
But y'all, they grown.
You still count the abortions?
Yeah, I'm their mama. What are you talking about? I'm a real mama.
And you worried about porn when you go to see Jesus.
No! What kind of mama wouldn't claim her kids? You trying to make me unfit, nigga? I ain't unfit. I claim my mama for the
charity. No!
Somebody know.
No.
Do a bitch think because she have an abortion, she don't supposed to celebrate Mother's Day? You still a mama.
Shit.
It just didn't make it.
It did not make it.
No, it didn't make it. But you still a mama. Once you've been pregnant, you always going to be a mama.
Oh, my goodness.
You somebody mama. You just didn't get no birth certificate.
Damn. Damn, Miss Pat, you cold.
What? I mean, you should claim all your kids. What am I going to be ashamed of my past for?
Shit.
I am my past, so, you know. Well, I ain't gonna lie on my vagina.
You saying people should claim all their kids, whether
they're here or not? Yeah. Let me ask you something.
Rest in peace.
When somebody lose a child to an accident or whatever, don't they still be that child mama?
Yeah.
So why can't you be a child mama who you put in a jar? It is the same.
Wow. I don't know. This is a controversial topic, Ms. Pat.
I'm a girl. I'm telling you, this not controversial.
Oh, okay.
You get to claim whoever the fuck you want to claim. She might not claim her abortion, but I claim my abortion. Well, she has seven, so, you know.
She tried to get you an extra one.
It about to be.
She got six kids.
She got six motherfuckers, and that is not my daughter, okay?
That pussy must be good.
I don't know if she say her pussy good.
It
I don't know.
It got to be six.
Carlos, I had six, too, minus two.
Anytime a nigga fucking and you already got five, he like, that's some good ass pussy. He knew what might have happened. She fertile as fuck, too.
She is fertile, but she got, it don't count for her because she got two Asian kids. Four black kids.
All of them Asian?
Most of them.
Oh, the Asian man can't come out of that pussy. Too good. What's up, what?
Stop saying it.
Too good.
She
like,
right.
Huh?
No, she fucking with the man.
Nigga, bow to that pussy, boy.
I ain't say bow in that pussy. You bow right. I don't know what the fuck she be doing with that pussy. She got her pussy. She got that pussy from Holly Night. You throw up in the air and make it rain.
Sunshine.
Yeah, that she got that kind of pussy. Everywhere I take her, I'm like, can you get these niggas
she
off me?
She got six kids. She put that pussy on and you be moaning like the bitch.
and she nasty with it too.
No.
Damn, he know your pussy. He know your pussy. And she be telling
me. Man, please get that pussy out of here.
She be trying to tell me to put landing strips on my pussy.
No. Uh-uh.
Like somebody gonna see it with my damn bottom stomach hanging over top of it.
Don't put no landing strip.
A motherfucking plane come right into my navel.
I want that pussy to look like the backyard of a house you about to buy. This could be nice if you just dress it up a little bit. I want to do my own project.
What?
Yeah. So just leave. I do my own landscaping on the pussy.
You gonna shade it?
Yeah.
Who gonna let you shade him?
I'm certified. How steady my hand is.
I just shave enough so it don't run the bottom of my stomach and break my stomach out.
Can't talk to you, Ms. Pat. You live by your own rules. You don't want it changing.
You just trimming, bro. You just trimming, pussy.
You don't want that shit changing the color of your stuff.
She in the bathroom like this.
It's dark right here.
I think it's up in the bathroom like that.
You about right. I don't got time for all that extra shit. Just enough to give it off the bottom of my stomach.
I can't get over this six kids, though.
She has six kids.
Damn.
And no scratch mark.
That's crazy.
I know. Look, I'm still building.
Can you imagine having to feed six people? Man.
It ain't that bad.
Shit. What do they eat? But that's how the shit be hacked. I'd be like, God, but what if damn. You fucked around and you had six and you ain't even really paying attention because, you know, life and shit happens. But what I'm saying, though, like, you got six kids and you, like, forgot one of their names for real, for real.
I forget my kids' name all the time.
Six different motherfuckers? God damn. I think you call them the wrong name before you forget their name.
Yeah, I call them the wrong name.
Yeah.
I always get my boys, Nakiel and Junebug. I call everybody Junebug.
Oh.
Yeah, so I do. And then sometimes I call my daughter Garyana Ashley, and she's like, I'm not your gay daughter. So that's how she identifies by, I'm not your gay daughter. And then I know to say Garyana.
That's how you, one gay and one ain't?
Yeah, you know my daughter Ashley gay, the real pretty one. Both of them pretty. One beat me outside.
Yeah.
You know she gay.
I don't be knowing who do what. Yeah, I
she
knew.
She be wanting gay shout outs. Everybody my daughter gay, she told me to give a gay shout out. Yeah, she told me.
Oh. I don't be knowing who.
You said she wasn't home for a while.
Man, she told them dildos like dicks on ice.
Dicks on ice. Yeah.
She got a briefcase.
She got a full of dicks.
You want to she got a briefcase.
I went over house one time.
Let me show you what I'm working with.
Now just so imagine you got six table. Kids. Well, hey, who put them dicks in this book bag?
The wrong kid grabbed
it. Your little brother that took your book bag to school full of dicks. At recess, poking people with him. Now I got to go up there.
Now he's suspended.
And I got to go up there. And you got to go with me because they're your dicks.
I can't claim them.
Kids do bring their parents shit to school like that. They do bring their kids shit to school like that.
Wait a minute, Ms. Bay. She got a backpack full of dicks. Oh, shit.
When she was little, she took her mama crack to school and gave it out at bubble gum. And got her motherfucking mama locked up.
Who? What?
She did.
I did.
What?
She sold crack. I didn't want her to sell it no more. I took it to school and gave it out in third grade.
You gave it out?
Yeah.
To the kids. Other kids?
Yeah.
And they locked her mama motherfucking ass up, too.
So that's one of them girls we read about in the newspaper.
What?
We heard that story.
I'm in third grade.
Somebody Google third graders give out crack. See if her name pop up.
Yeah.
Wow. You told them it was crack?
No, I didn't tell them. I just passed it out.
And they...
I didn't want her to sell it, so I just gave it away.
Yeah, ungrateful. So
did any of them eat it? Like the kid that eat glue?
All she knows, they was at the foster home within 2 hours. It was in foster care. All damn. She knows, they had a new home within 2 hours.
Damn.
I sold crack, and my daughter never did that. Like, yeah. I used to put it in their underwear and shit.
What? Like,
Miss Pat, you can't say that type of shit. That'll get you fucked up. She did not put crack in nobody's underwear?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I've told that story many times. I put it in their underwear back in the day. You can't judge me for shit I did back in the day. Yeah, that's how we used to hide the crack in the kids' underwear.
That's why she took it to school.
I didn't know her. Oh, okay. I don't know why she took it to school. I was a dealer. I'd have beat her ass if she made me lose all that money.
I ain't finna be toting this shit if they don't cut me in. I'm telling.
Was it a lot of crack?
It was in a whole side of the wall.
Yeah, so it was. That's a lot of crack.
Damn.
It was full?
Yeah, it had little bags.
Yeah, that's about a $1,000.
So you was putting them in like they underoos.
They Pampers.
Pampers.
Yeah.
Oh, like they babies.
Well, they just held it till we got to the trap and they go play. And when I need a re-up, I just go up my kids' drawers and keep going. I was young and dumb back then.
Miss Pat too raw for the world.
That's too raw.
Well, you said a nigga shot you too?
Yeah, my kid's father shot me in the back of the head and another nigga shot me in my titty and blew my nip off.
What about the other dude? Did you get hit? So that's just a smooth spot now?
No. I got a nip that just blew off. Yeah. It just ain't right. It's suckable.
I don't know.
Yeah, he shot me with a .45.
That's a big caliber gun. I don't know, Miss Pat.
It
that
went
nipple.
Up on my arm in a little hole and came out. All of that shit was just...
The whole nipple just...
It came out through the areola. And it just tore everything up.
That's evil.
When you get shot like that, you don't really feel it. You don't feel it.
You was in shock?
Well, I was shooting at him.
He shot back. You ain't know that part.
Yeah.
What you was shooting?
A .38. Oh, shit. An old .38 too, nigga. That got jammed.
The .38 jammed?
An old .38.
You was shooting a goddamn pirate gun.
But he was shooting and running.
This nigga had a blunderbuss.
Yeah. So he hit me up under the right arm and it came out my titty.
Damn. You said somebody hit you with a truck?
No, my kid's father, I jumped off a little overpass. I seen him down, I was walking across, he was cheating with a bitch. I jumped on that motherfucking truck, car, he gonna take out somebody, he didn't know that was me.
Damn.
Love make you do dumb shit.
That ain't love. Don't love me.
No love, me. I don't want no bitch.
You ain't
I
never had
shoot
no crazy bitch colors.
Hell yeah.
I mean, when you love a motherfucker, it made you. Well, when you thought you loved a motherfucker, that's like, my first boyfriend.
Not like shooting at a bitch.
Crack. That wasn't your crack partner.
I don't
no,
do
that
violence.
Was my baby daddy. The reason why I shot, so he shot me, and so I shot him back, so we would be even.
Wait a minute, he shot you before?
He shot me first.
Oh, and then you shot back.
No, about a couple months later, I caught him with his other baby mama, so I shot that nigga in the ankle because he didn't come by my house first, and it broke his leg. But then, when I shoot him, I go to the hospital, a greater hospital, pick him up. He walking out with the other baby mama who didn't even have nothing to do with the shooting, so I'm like, I shot you so I can take care of you, nigga. This bitch ain't about to sign this cast first. So I hit this nigga with my car and broke his whole cast.
Man, hey.
I was crazy. I don't act like that no more.
We glad you don't. The murder rate, goddamn. The city already on fire. The city
does not condone violence against black men in any form.
We don't condone domestic violence in any way, shape, or form.
Damn, Miss Pay, you
no matter who.
You know what? I was wild. I was stupid. You know how you think you're in love? Like I remember one time I went on one of his baby mama house, and I knocked on the door and the kid on the door, so I had a pocket full of change, and I knew he was in there, right?
Stop.
And I give a little girl all the change. Oh. I said shh, and I knock on the bedroom door. Nigga, that bitch opened that door, and he was in that bed butt naked with that herringbone neck. Remember back in those days, all them niggas wore them herringbone neck. You in the bed with that bitch with my herringbone neck. I just bought you from the pawn shop. Nigga, I hit that bitch and grabbed that herringbone neck and tried to choke the shit out that nigga. And we was fighting in that whole house like a motherfucker.
I got worried because I thought you was about to say you slapped the baby with a bag of change.
I was so scared for this.
Bro,
story.
I was like, please don't say that. Please
I was like, oh, I thought you slapped the baby with a bag of change. No. But that made way more sense. No. It was way more smart.
I gave the baby the money so she wouldn't be quiet. A whole pocket full of change I had. And I knocked on the bedroom door hitting that butt ass naked with the bitch. That bitch opened that door and she's like, they rabbit. And I hit that bitch and I hit him, but he hit me in my eye right there. And then my eye started bleeding. Nigga, I had so much blood in my eye, but I said, I ain't leaving here without you, motherfucker. Go on, take me to Grady and get me some stitches, because you ain't staying here with that bitch.
Grady, y'all was in
that.
You
was a regular. Give me my regular room. And this nigga need another room because I just busted his motherfucking case.
I remember one time I was fighting with him, and but at first I wouldn't hit him back. And then I had a cousin, she was one day, she was like, hit that nigga back. And he hit me with a roller skate, that stopper on the end of that skate, nigga. You know, that
Miss
don't
be here. You supposed to be here.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be here. God damn. Nigga hit me with that roller skate stopper. That shit did something to me, nigga. I said, oh, ain't no more licks. I went wild on that ass. Because you know, a stopper don't go in. That motherfucker just thick-ass eraser.
It's to stop you from moving on some skates, nigga. It might be the hardest part of the skate next to the wheel.
Yes. He hit me with that stopper, nigga. I was like, that's it. I remember one day he slapped me with an iron.
God damn.
I slapped that nigga back with that iron.
This is the most toxic shit I've ever heard. Miss Pat, you know what? If
you call it crazy, you think you love a motherfucker, but then you realize, you grow up to realize, hey, this ain't love. This is a fucking abuse. But it come with, it's really abuse what you call good sex. And
digmatized.
It probably digmatized.
That's terrible.
You can't do that shit to me no more. Like, you can't hit me with no roller skate, nigga. But you can't hit me with no iron. Ain't nobody shoot me. Ain't nobody fucking me.
And they shouldn't. And nobody should ever do that.
Yeah, I mean, I'll fight your ass back. I was 13.
But
he was 22.
Miss Pat, Wait a minute. Do you realize
what?
If comedy wouldn't have been your path in your younger days,
I'd be in jail.
No, you probably could have been an MMA fighter. You probably could have gotten that octagon, and if a nigga hit you with an iron, you can take a hook. That's it. I'm gonna titty twist this nigga to death. You could. I don't understand. You took some. Hey,
I
you
took
special.
Some bullshit
you a special
out
breed.
That.
We glad you still here though.
Yeah.
God damn. Hey,
I didn't know
you could shoot somebody nipple.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower.
lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I didn't either till I got to, you know what's crazy? Because when he shot me up under the arm, I was running into a crack house because I was selling crack at the time. So I thought I snagged my titty on the dough jam of the crack house. So.
Because that happened too. So, your life was dangerous. You snagging titties. Who knew having titties was so dangerous? So, you gotta worry about snagging.
When I look down, I'm bleeding, but it's running like wool. It's coming out a lot. And I was like, what the fuck? And so when they took my bra off, that was like, God damn, it's a big ass hole down there. And they didn't sew it up. What they did was they put the nipple back there. And I don't know what they put on, but I had to leave this plaster on and change it every so many days. And it just all healed back together.
You did some shit from Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Tickle her feet, her nipple get hard. The nerves is fucked up.
They took good meat.
You right, my fuck. Sometimes that nipple do work without the other one.
Now they ain't in sync. You can't get them to get hard at the same time.
You gotta warm this one up. It's a push start.
That nigga said need a push start.
Them titties alternate. One be hard, one be soft.
You might be right, Carlo. You've been looking in my wonders. But I'm not crazy like that anymore. I've been married now for over 30 years, but that's the
30 years?
Almost.
Fuck that.
Been rocking the same dude for almost, I wouldn't change him for the world.
Shit, you can't at this point.
You better not even go take a half.
Hell no. Can you imagine trying to find a new motherfucker with the same shit you were saying 30 years ago?
Nah, I can't.
Jump on it.
I don't even know. You talking about the old sex language, jump on it.
Sock it to me now.
What the fuck do they say now?
Hey, baby girl, won't you let me come over there and stick the zoom zoom in your boom boom? I want to grab on that rump shaker. Oh, yeah. Here we go again.
Yeah, that was like
sim, sim up.
Well, how do you pick up pussy now? How do you get it now?
How I pick up pussy?
What do you say to girls now?
Shit. Shit. I don't know.
Oh, you gotta have TikTok.
That's I ain't
done.
What do they say
someone
to women now, Quisha?
I don't fucking know. She got the Asian dude, right?
Yeah, she like Asian dude.
What type of shit is that?
I don't know why she like Asian dicks. Them Asians sexy than the motherfucker. She be going with them niggas look like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, okay.
Well, she go with the dude that was fighting Bruce Lee in the one movie. Bolo.
Nah, her baby dad's sexy than the motherfucker. That nigga, he Asian, black, Mexican, Chinese, he everything.
Who she fucking? Bruno Mars?
Who?
What you doing?
Where you at? Then my kids.
All in black.
That nigga said, your baby daddy, Bruno Mars lyrics. One of them sexy the mother of it. Now that all black baby daddy, oh, that nigga.
So, I don't know if that was racist or not, Ms. Parks.
I wasn't racist. She should have stayed on the Asian side.
Like, the Asian nigga, he's a good nigga. Not that nigga. Two. Spit in that nigga face.
No. I'm just saying the Asian guy was really fucking fire. And I shouldn't be giving them no shout out like they don't 85 South.
Yeah, because now she know you think her baby daddy.
Oh, I can't switch, man. I'm too far deep in. I can't.
30 yeah. years? What's the trick?
Communication.
Shit. Why it's so hard? I be trying to communicate, but...
But you hot. Who the fuck want to talk to you like that?
This the best way to talk to me. This is the best way to talk to me. Well, he must not know the alternative. I'm understanding when I'm this way. I'm empathetic. Otherwise, is why the fuck everything start with why the fuck? Why the fuck would you say some shit like that? Yeah.
I don't know. I think you got it. You know, for me, it was communication. Mm-hmm. And I really like the dude. I love the dude.
There we go.
I mean, he's a good one. It's not easy to find a good man out here.
You like him and you love him.
Yeah, I do, because I had two kids already, and I took in my sister 4 crack babies, and I took in another set of crack babies, and I took in another set of crack babies.
How many the fucking sister? Wait a minute. You be losing.
Ain't nobody going to stick around for that shit. I got a real one.
Damn. That was a lot. That's
he helped me raise about 12 kids that wasn't ours, because I only got 2 by him. And never complained. You wouldn't have stuck around for that shit, Carlo.
I mean, yeah, you fucking right. I don't know. It depends. So without him, how the fuck you leave a motherfucker who been through everything? What you gonna do? Shoot me again? Like, you can't. Ain't nothing else to do. Why don't you slap me with an iron? I can't win.
You can't.
12 crack batteries, though?
Yeah. I have my sister's kids, sister-in-law kids, and then I have my niece's kids now. I have 4 kids at the house now. My kids are grown.
Oh, but you just keep finding some new kids.
They keep finding me, Carlos. Right, they well. Keep, but this is it, because I'm old.
Nah,
I'm
just going getting through, good.
Huh?
Nah, keep it going.
Nah, I'm done. Yeah, I'm going through menopause. I'm hot all the time, and
so?
Period won't stop coming on, and I can't, damn, I can't do it.
Sometimes you just got some shit you just need to leave out.
I want you to know what it is to be a middle-aged black woman, Carlos.
I don't need to know all of that.
Yes, you do, because your girl going to become middle-aged one day, too. Mm-hmm. With or without you, so you should know what we go through. So,
why? Why I need to know that?
Because if a bitch tell you she got hot flashes, you won't think the bitch has done set herself on fire. You'll know that she just heating up in different areas.
You know, they only getting worse when you sitting here telling me about it. She just held that hot sauce.
Exactly.
Nigga blame it on some other shit. Ain't nobody tell you to eat all them hot Cheetos. And you know all them goddamn buffalo wings and shit. You put hot sauce on everything.
That ain't what give you hot flashes, but...
I know.
Yeah.
That's just when you pussy heat go back in your body. The exhaust ain't working.
Yeah.
Manifold.
Yep.
So you saying we got a broken heater?
They got a straight pipe. They got to straighten that shit straight out.
You don't know shit about no pussy. That ain't what it is. Motherfucker, we got a exhaust pipe hanging out our asses.
Yeah, it's just all that evil just moving around, make you hot.
Nah, every woman have that. Mm-hmm. And it moves too. Like mine started behind my neck, now it's in between my boobs, and then what was in between my titties, now it's down below.
How you get a hot flash in your pussy?
Yeah.
I wasn't even supposed to say that out loud. I was just thinking that shit.
Yeah, you can.
You can't think about getting some hot flash. Just sitting there chilling in there. Whoa, shit, goddamn. Damn nuts is on. How hot do it get? Yeah, that was
okay. It's probably fine.
You set yourself on fire? Like, goddamn. Pussy just start smoking. Like you left the PlayStation on too.
Like, Fuck y'all. Is your mama still around? Because she going to beat your ass for this shit.
Yeah, my mama real.
I didn't know they got eyelashes in the pussy.
You get them everywhere. Some people get them on the bottom of their feet. Behind their ears. I mean, you ever something like older women, they don't like gluing down their wig because they'll slide the fuck off from the heat.
Miss Patty, you might have told me a secret. I didn't know none of this shit.
Yeah, because you probably don't sleep with women my age.
I damn sure don't. You get some women, some pussy some women, Miss Patty age, you take them panties off, you see who had this shit like a book. You know, you get them old school books, you see who had it the years before you. Nigga, my daddy had this book.
Nigga, my pussy ain't that old. I ain't old enough to be your fucking mama.
Oh, shit.
Some days.
Shit. Whatever.
Oh, man.
I'm going to start, though. They keep throwing it at me.
Older women?
Yeah.
Cougars?
So wait till they have their hot flashes. Wait till they at the end of menopause. Is that your suggestion?
No, they can go to 60, 70 years old.
Menopause?
Yeah, once they get them hot flashes, they just there now.
Oh. They eventually go away, but they go away different times. Don't you agree, Quisha?
She get them too?
No. She ain't gonna tell you if she get them because she ain't gonna get old.
I don't want to know nothing about her pussy because clearly people can't come out of there once they go off in that motherfucker. Ain't nobody came back without a baby.
The mama say ain't nobody came back without a baby.
Hell no.
The crazy part is the last baby she had, nobody knew she was pregnant.
She didn't even know. She was just in the bathroom fucking around one day and a baby fell out. What the fuck is this?
No, I went to go get my hair fixed and I called. She said, I'm in the hospital having a baby. Bitch! I just saw you last month. No, couldn't he tell she was pregnant? She didn't show.
I ain't never seen no pregnant Asian lady before, so.
She ain't Asian.
I thought you said she was Asian.
Oh, she a quarter.
See?
I don't think a quarter count.
Shit. She half a. She Asian all the way. Look at them sandals. She got them sandals on.
What the fuck they gotta be?
All Asian people wear sandals.
They do?
All of them.
I ain't never noticed that. I go to the wig store all the time.
Okay, start paying attention.
I start paying attention.
Yeah, they always got them sandals on.
Fucking stupid.
He done lost me because I'm like, I don't know what the fuck he talking about. Cause I ain't
whatever, bro. Don't look at any movie with some Asian people with some shit, they gonna have some sandals on. They might not have them on at the wig store because they working, but you catch them on their leisure, they gonna have them sandals on.
Okay. In Asia.
Yeah, what?
And at the nail salon.
What did you say?
Them nail salon Asian, them not the same. Them not the same as the real ones that's like
Asians
still over there.
Asians be wearing Yeezys.
I know. Them niggas love Yeezys.
But they wear the knockoff Yeezys because you can get them online. You
they
can.
Wear the Yeezys.
But that's not knockoff to them. That's just supporting their family business.
Yeah.
But like, I ain't even knockoff. My boy made these.
But it's knockoff.
Don't say that, bro. He's an entrepreneur.
Who entrepreneur?
That's what they
But you see a lot of people with the knockoff Yeezys on. I don't like the prison slippers.
I don't like jail shit either.
Huh?
I don't fuck with that jail shit either.
It remind me of jail. Do those shoes not remind you of jail?
Yeah, you talking about them little slides.
Yeah, they just remind me of jail. They remind me of shower shoes at the prison when I was in prison. I'm like, I'm not going to pay $900 for no prison shoe. Shit, I can get one of my friends to mail me a pair from jail.
Man, you don't want to fuck around with that too tough.
What?
That prison shit.
But you can get a pair mailed to you from the prison.
I wonder if it's a website you can go to, like people who was locked up for a long time, they so used to that jail shit, they just like, gotta have it now.
I don't know nobody who just gotta have prison
gotta
shit.
Gotta have jail?
I'm just saying the shit. A dicky suit.
Hey, man, you need them shower shoes, man. I can't wash up without my shit.
Why don't you just get some pre-wear shit, man? I don't want that.
You out there giving niggas ideas. Fresh out of fresh prison wear.
That's what he did.
Institutionalized.com.
Institutionalized.
Well, every month they just send you a box of shit you used to get like when you was in jail.
What is going to be, commissary?
They can look up the system. See, yeah, they can see what you used to order commissary all the time and put you a box together and just mail that shit. Fresh T-shirt. You get like 2-3 T-shirts in that bitch. Some coffee, cookies, phone card.
So you go make an app for commissary?
Yeah.
You ever been to prison?
For niggas who miss commissary.
Commissary was
any commissary. Any dot commissary. Enter your email and put some money on your books.
That's funny. You ever been to prison?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Hell no. Nah.
You?
Nah, I be trying to get out of jail as soon as I get in there.
We some good niggas in this.
I see. I've been.
Not prison.
Yeah, I want to do prison.
Yeah, I did. I did a year. Mm. For drugs.
Of course. I figured that. I put two and two together. You got away with all the murders and shooting and shit.
Oh, man.
I did not get with no fucking
murder. I don't know it was murders. It was some shootouts because somebody lost a nipple. I ain't going to say nobody's name.
I lost a fucking nipple, but he lost a part of an ankle, so.
I mean, y'all even?
Yeah, we even. He used to take me skating all the time, too, back in the day.
After the ankle shit.
After he hit you with the skate?
Yeah, the same skate he hit me with. Nigga, he took me to the skate ring. Screaming Wheels, y'all remember Screaming Wheels?
Nah, I heard of it, but I wasn't around for it.
Oh, y'all too young. Y'all too young. I keep forgetting. Y'all around my kid. Like, you remember Screaming Wheels? Yeah, Screaming Wheels. Yeah, he'd take me Screaming Wheels all the time.
See why they keep getting her pregnant. Her boy's sexy. I'm up for you. Heard you. Yeah, Screaming Wheels. Let's do it.
Don't speak, Quisha, because we don't need you to get pregnant no more.
I'm not going to do it. I just said, I see why it be happening.
She ain't having no more baby. I had her get her tubes tied.
She don't want them tied.
I need them tied.
Them some good tubes.
We know, Denver. We know. We know she got four black babies and two Asians.
Totally tubular.
Shout out to Miss Quisha with them six kids. Keep doing your thing.
She fixed my hair. She ain't gonna handle my baby.
She has stylish.
Mm-hmm.
She the reason the census switched up. Now they said it's more multiracial people than any other race, and she definitely has something to do with that.
She only got two?
Who?
She got two Asian babies.
That's enough.
But she already a quarter.
I don't know shit about her. I just know about the kids.
Some blackness?
Four black babies.
Oh, shit.
They all look exactly like me.
I believe that.
They do.
Bet the two Asian babies be beating the shit out of everybody.
Nah, he
weak. They stand back to back and like, come on, motherfucker.
What is wrong with you, man?
I don't know. You think the goddamn
you going no trouble. Right on, kid. Stop lying, your brothers and sisters.
She ain't got them. She gave them soft name. They named August.
August.
September.
They named August and September for real? Or they the fall?
August and September, that's hard, though. That's a good. We're August, and I'm September, and you will fall. That sound like them.
Yeah, I'm having some twins named January and February.
They do that shit for real. You know how many Aprils I hear in March?
It's a bitch I had named March.
It's a bitch first named March.
I ain't never met a March.
Yeah, it's a March.
I want to meet the bitch named October.
It's a bunch of Octobers. It's a bunch of Octobers out here. What the fuck are you talking
Octobers?
About? You need to stop smoking weed.
October is the name that people are using.
Yes.
I heard of August. I heard of summer.
They name their kids threes and fours now.
Three?
Yeah. Who
how you spell it?
Trey, bitch. Somebody.
Trey.
Huh?
Trey.
Trey. Three?
Trey.
Yeah. What?
They name the kids Trey. Undo twice.
What? Trey a name, though. Three? You mean somebody just named the number?
Which one of them celebrity named their child a number?
No, that's Elon Musk. That's
seven?
No, seven. It's still spelled out. It's seven. It's not. You know what I'm saying? It's
but I love,
seven.
That's what I love about being black, bro. We'll make a name. Your nigga name can be spelled seven, but nigga tell you some shit, look you straight in the eye. It's Savon.
So when we shot an episode of my show, and this just happened, so the co-writer came out with a name, Keyshetta. So I was like, I ain't never heard a bitch named Keyshetta. This girl came into my inbox and said, "Man, Pat, where y'all get the name Keyshetta? That's my name." I called a nigga. I said, "Nigga, it's a bitch out here named Keyshetta." We thought we just made up some shit.
Mm-mm, you made her up.
Keyshetta.
But she was like, my name is Keyshetta. Where y'all get that name from? I'm like, bitch, we didn't know you was for real.
There's some names out here, nigga.
Keyshetta.
Huh?
The last 200 years, October has been given to 1,000 girls in the United States.
Thank you.
That's not a lot.
I don't give a fuck.
1,000 in the last 200 years? That mean nobody naming their baby October. They naming a nigga October out of spite. I don't know October. That's the month they born. Fucking name it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to have this little motherfucker anyway.
Every 7 years, an old white man just come and stand on top of a mountain. We shall name her October.
Somebody using
Long
the name.
Long John Silver smelling ass now. So.
What did you say, Long John Silver smelling ass?
Sit your sink water drinking ass.
You don't drink sink water?
Hell no.
Me neither, Carlos. I'm too bougie for that shit. You know why I don't drink sink water? Because when I was little, I went to English Avenue, and back in the day, they used to take you on these po-ass field trips because they didn't give a fuck about po black kids.
Right.
Nigga, they took me to the waterwork and showed me how that shit was made, the Atlanta City waterwork. That was a field trip. And they take you to the pub with all the shit at first and say, this is what it is. And then they take you to the side and then get your glass and I said, what the fuck? And that shit mentally, I don't fuck with no nigga. I don't even want to bathe some days.
We clean it. We clean
don't
the
start
shit
that trend, Miss Pat. God damn. There's enough white people in Hollywood.
That's how you know she done made it.
You done made it. White people got you reconsidering.
I bathe shit every other Thursday.
Hell no.
Man, I cannot fuck with sea water because they took me on that po ass. I don't like water, period, after that shit. But after they took me on that po ass motherfucking field trip, water, I don't fuck with water.
You got it. Okay, tap water.
Tap water. I would not drink it.
All right.
I would not fucking drink it.
That's fucked up, Miss Pat.
I can't get over some of this shit you done said. You done fucked me all the way up, Miss Pat.
I mean, that's why I don't drink the shit. They took me on a fucking po-ass field trip.
I can't believe you said, yeah, I'm their mama about your aborted babies.
I am their mother.
You right.
I just didn't get a chance to name him.
Should have named him October.
They wouldn't have made it.
Now they gone to November.
Y'all motherfucking crazy. Y'all two some bitches crazy.
Look, man, make sure you go watch Miss Pat new show.
Miss Pat show. BET Plus. Give them your
social media so they can follow you and catch up with you. And
Comedian Miss Pat. That's ComedianeMSPAT. Instagram, TikTok, all the bullshit. I'm out there on it. My website is MissPatComedy.com. The show is now streaming on BET Plus. All 10 episodes. You watch, I get another season.
Come on, we already claimed.
Come on,
let's
man.
Go.
Let's run it up,
Miss Pat. Well, there you have it, folks. Miss Pat, this your first time in the trap. Don't let it be your last time. You always welcome to come over here and talk some shit with us.
Well, I appreciate it.
This is the 85 South Show. Let's get a picture. Picture up.
Hold on, nigga. Make sure my titties don't look fat.
Fix your titties.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.